From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL.com, this is The Wrap at NC Capital.
Good evening. Welcome to the Thursday edition of The Wrap. I'm Laura Leslie, WRAL Capital Bureau Chief.
And I'm Travis Fain, WRAL's State House reporter.
And here we are back today because, well, it turns out we won't be back much next week at all.
Yeah, basically the Senate, no floor votes next week. House has got some, I think, Monday night, although
Monday
I don't know what.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, and Tuesday, and that's, you know, about it. Well, I don't know what else they're going to get up to, but not a heck of a lot, it sounds like.
Well, the folks who are critics of the bill to dissolve the North Carolina High Schools Athletics Association are probably going to be happy about that because they've been urging Senate leaders to slow down on this bill. It passed its second committee today in 2 days. That's after it was just unveiled on Tuesday. More sort of complaints from lawmakers aired today at the Senate Finance Committee meeting, including the fact that the group had taken a PPP loan during the pandemic to pay its 19 employees. And actually, that has been publicly addressed by Commissioner Tucker. She said that basically they had to take it because they can't use their endowment money for payroll. And they pay for their payroll out of the fees that they get from student athletics. And there were no athletics during the pandemic, if you remember correctly. So anyway, so that's that whole story. We have a whole lot of stuff written up on that online, High School OT, including what bill sponsor Senator Tom McInnes had to say about how this all got started. And what he had to say in reaction to Commissioner Tucker's allegation that perhaps part of this is because she is the first black woman who's in charge of this group.
Yeah, you drill down a good bit more on that today. So, folks, make sure you check that out. Senator Berger today talking about adjournment. I know. Don't get your hopes up. But he said that he would hope that we could adjourn by the end of August. To a date certain, which of course means we'll come back and we'll do redistricting. He said he hoped to see the House budget. The Speaker has said probably the second week of August.
The Speaker also said they want to see the Senate take up some of their bills, and the Senate's not going to be in town. So.
Yeah, and the Speaker said he wanted to see them take up some of their bills, and
yeah.
They said, hey, well, let's take a week off. So
there you go.
Your mileage may vary on that. But I mean, you know what? The Senate tends to get what it wants as far as timeline, so we'll see. But remember, the governor's going to be involved, too, in the budget. And, they've all kind of committed to, the conference committee process on the budget will include the governor, trilateral talks, as the governor called it. That's a lot to...
I don't see us getting out of here before September.
I don't see us getting out of here ever, but...
Ever,
I'm
yeah,
not.
Exactly.
I'm not an optimist.
But Berger also made a comment today about the story that we've all loved over the last few weeks, the zebra cobra, right? There had been some talk from a couple of Democratic senators that perhaps state lawmakers would take up possibly legislation to limit the ownership of dangerous snakes or dangerous animals. Senator Berger today is saying, nope. I'm not going to get into that snake pit.
Yeah,
nice one.
He literally
nice
said, one. Not going to get into that snake pit. And I mean, when you do an animal bill, I mean, you write about animals,
yeah. You
get email, people get super passionate about it. So I can see where you wouldn't want to get into this one. Also, he said, look, the only calls I've gotten about this are from Wake County. There are 100 counties in the state.
And the county can come up with its own.
And in fact, are talking about it. The city's talking about they're doing an ordinance of some kind. He also, I believe I pointed out to him in the questioning, this guy got charged with like 30 things. So, I mean, he said, yeah, so why do we need to change the law if he already has been charged with doing something illegal? And if you're not familiar with the zebra cobra story, you should Google zebra cobra and you will find plenty.
You've been living under a rock, apparently.
Yeah,
anyway.
you'll find plenty about that.
So anyway, so one thing that we did learn from the Senator Berger is that they're going to be back to critical race theory coming up next.
Yeah, that seems to be the next thing. He was asked kind of what are the next priorities once y'all do come back. He said the critical race theory bill. And then he said, quote, got to figure out where we are on the energy bill. That's the energy bill that Duke Energy wants, came over from the House. He said, I'm forgetting other priorities. So obviously there are other things they're going to
sure.
do. But, if you just want to know what's top of mind for him as the Senate comes back, that's it. One thing that won't be on mind, the Smiles Act. This was the one that was going to make it so the governor could not require masks, leave it up to the school boards. What the governor did earlier this week announcing that hey, everybody should wear masks if they're unvaccinated, but it's not going to be specifically required by the state. That seems to have taken the wind out of the sails of that bill. So that bill probably won't move anymore. I think that's about it, although I will quickly mention the bill that the addition to the bill that would require parental consent for vaccines, mm-hmm. if you're 18 or under. Looks like that's
under 18.
Under 18, excuse me. Looks like that's going to continue moving forward. DHHS not super happy about it. But also it's going to be, that's another one that's going to be kind of a moot point at some point in the future.
Right. Because it only addresses emergency use authorization, and that's it right now. That's only COVID.
Yeah, that's only COVID, and it won't always be COVID. The emergency authorization will not always be an issue. Eventually, it'll get full authorization, at least we expect so.
So I imagine we'll probably be back talking to you, I would think, next Tuesday, because the House is going to do something Monday and Tuesday, and then they're both off for the last half of next week, so I wish we could be too, but at any rate.
Yeah, the ALEC conference is one of the reasons. So ALEC is next week, so.
So anyway, we will keep you posted, of course, whatever happens here on The Rep.
This podcast is a production of WRAL.com, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. If you like the show, we'd appreciate you giving us a review and sharing it with your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening app.